Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to do Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, as well as Perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph. So Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, it continues the halachos about which Kriyas HaTorah we do when. So B'Chanukah Ben Nesiim. In Chanukah we read the from Parshas Naso about the Karbonos brought by the various Nesiim. Vapurim Vayavo Amalek. On Purim we read the Parsha of, that's only 9 Psukim, of Vayavo Amalek. B'Rashi Chadashim, Rashi Chachechem. And in Rosh Chodesh we read over Rashi Chachechem, which talks about the karbanos that have to be brought on Rosh Chodesh. B'ma'amados b'maisa bereishis. When we have the ma'amados, we read from the ma'isa bereishis, and that was chosen for the ma'amid when we daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept our karbanos, because the entire existence of the earth is in the zchus of the karbanos. B'ta'anios brachos u'klalos. On fast days, we read the brachos and the klalos in Sefer Vayikra, meaning that's what the toch of Sefer Vayikra, where we talk about the blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us when we follow the mitzvos and the curses that we're going to get if we don't follow the mitzvos. So on fast days, we're trying to inspire people to tshuva, so we do that through reading the Tochacha. Ein mafsikim b'klalos ala echad koreis kulan. You're not supposed to make a stop in the middle of the Tochacha, in the middle of the klalos, and have a new aliyah in the middle. Rather, you just have one ola read through all of the Tochacha. Now, b'sheni b'chamish b'shabbos b'mincha, on Monday and Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha time, current Kesidron, we read that week's Parsha, meaning Ve'ein Olin Lahem Min HaCheshbon, but that doesn't count toward the Torah reading that you're generally supposed to do. Meaning, whatever you read Monday and Thursday, and at Mincha on the previous Shabbos, doesn't count toward the Chiyuv to read the entire Torah. Rather, the following Shabbos morning, you're going to have to start again from the beginning of the Parsha. So now, where do I know that there's even such a din that you have to read from the Torah on Yom Tov, Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael." So we learn mitzvos and shiukarin kol echad ve'echad bismanam, that you're supposed to read something appropriate for each Yom Tov on its Yom Tov. Now we move to the fourth and final perek of Maseches Megillah. So perek Dalid Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Hakoreis Megillah Omed V'Yoshev. Someone who reads the Megillah can do so standing up or sitting down. Kara echad kara shnayim Yatsu. If it's one person reads it, or if two people read it for everybody, they're Yotze. That's perfectly fine. Now, Makom Shenagu Levarich Yevarich, in a place where the minig is that they say a bracha following the Megillah, so then you follow that minag. V'shelo levarich lo yivarich. If the minag is that they do not say a bracha following the Megillah, then you don't say a bracha. V'sheinu b'chamish b'shabbos mincha karin shlosha. How many olim are there to the Torah at each kriyas haTorah? So Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos mincha, it's 3 olim to the Torah. In pachsim nimasiv nalein. You shouldn't have any fewer than that, nor any more than that. Having more than that is going to be a tircha d'tzibura. So you're not allowed to do that to create a sense of tircha d'tzibura. Ve'in maftirin b'navi, you're not allowed to read a haftorah then either. That also creates a tircha d'tzibura. So we don't want to make it a longer davening than it has to be. Haposeach v'achosim b'torah mevarich lefinel l'achra. The one who reads the first aliyah makes a bracha before reading the first aliyah, and the one who reads the last aliyah makes a bracha following the reading of the last aliyah. Of course, that is not our minhag. Our minhag is that all the olim make a bracha both before their aliyah and after their aliyah. So to review what we learned today in Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, we learned that we on Chanukah we read the Parsha of the Nesiim, on Purim we read Vayav HaMalik, on Rosh Chodesh we read Rosh Hashechem, on the Ma'amados we read Ma'isa Bereishis, on Tainios we read the Tochcha, and that when you read the Tochcha you can't split it up and have a second aliyah in the middle of the curses. And on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha you read from that week's Parsha, but you're going to have to start again from the beginning of the Parsha the next Shabbos, and we know that you're supposed to read a special section of the Torah on Yom Tov from the Pasuk Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. And then Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph told us that you could read the Megillah standing or sitting, and one person or two people can read it, because it's very chav if people will be able to hear it, even if two people are reading it, and you follow the local minhag as to whether to say a bracha following the Kriyas HaMegillah. Then we said Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, it's 3 olim, and you can't do any more or less than that, and there's no haftorah. And we said that initially the minhag was that the first olah would say the bracha before laning, and the last olah would say the bracha after laning. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel.